You're listening to Newtnia. More childhood screen time was linked to sharper teen thinking. An 8-year Finnish study following 260 children found that higher cumulative screen time since childhood was linked to better cognitive test scores, not worse, in adolescence. Researchers stress this is a correlational study, not proof of causation, and that what kind of screen activity happens may matter more than how long it lasts. For years, doctors and parents have treated screen time as something to minimize. An 8-year study out of Finland found the opposite correlation. Children who used screens more, not less, tended to think more sharply as teenagers. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers tracked 260 Finnish children from around age 8 through age 16, measuring their physical activity, sedentary time, and screen time, then testing their attention, learning, and working memory as teenagers. More cumulative screen time across those years was linked to better cognitive test scores, not worse. Why does it matter? This directly challenges the assumption behind most screen time guidance for kids, that more screen exposure straightforwardly harms developing brains. The researchers say what children actually do on screens may matter more than how long they're on them. What is the catch? This is a correlational study, not a controlled trial, so it can't prove screen time itself improved thinking, and it doesn't distinguish between different kinds of screen use. Key number. Across 8 years of tracking, higher cumulative screen time was consistently linked to better scores in attention, learning, and working memory at age 16, the opposite of what researchers expected. What happened? Researchers at the University of Jyväskylä and the University of Eastern Finland followed 260 children, 124 girls, and 136 boys, from childhood into their mid-teens as part of the long-running panic study on children's physical activity and nutrition. They tracked physical activity and sedentary behavior using a combined heart rate and movement monitor, alongside survey data on screen use. At the 8-year follow-up, when participants averaged 15.8 years old, the team tested learning, attention, and working memory using a standardized cognitive test battery. Children who had accumulated more screen time over the years scored better on these tests, not worse, a result the researchers themselves describe as surprising given the common assumption that screens harm developing minds. Why it matters. Public health guidance has long treated screen time as something to minimize, largely by analogy with the well-established harms of a sedentary lifestyle. This study complicates that picture. Lead researcher Petri Jelanko says screen time shouldn't be treated as purely harmful, and that what matters may be whether the time on a screen involves active thinking, like problem-solving or learning, rather than passive watching. That lands at a moment when governments are also wrestling with screen time from a regulatory angle, including Australia's under 16 social media restrictions, where restricting access turned out to be a very different thing from changing actual behavior. Before we overstate the result, this is a correlational study. It shows a link between screen time and test scores, not proof that screens caused the improvement. The study didn't separate different types of screen use, like educational apps versus passive video watching, so it can't say which kinds of screen time helped. The researchers themselves call for controlled trials to establish whether the relationship is causal and whether it differs by sex. 260 participants is a modest sample for drawing broad recommendations about all children. What happens next? The researchers are calling for intervention studies that test cause and effect directly, and for closer looks at how the intensity of physical activity interacts with screen use. Until then, the practical takeaway they offer is modest: don't treat all screen time as equally harmful, and encourage the kinds of screen activities that involve active thinking rather than passive consumption. Takeaway. The finding that stands is the correlation itself, not an explanation for it. 8 years of data show that more screen time tracked with better cognitive scores, not worse, in a group of Finnish teenagers. Why that's true, and whether it would hold up in a study designed to test cause and effect, is exactly what hasn't been shown yet. Read the full article at newtnia.com.